Unarmed men have reportedly killed at least 17 people in Syria's Homs province. The army continues to battle insurgents in the outskirts of Damascus and several areas inside the capital. Soldiers have also found an arms cache in Damascus. Syria accuses Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar of arming the insurgents. UNESCO has announced the destruction of ancient markets in the old city of Syria's commercial hub, Aleppo. On Saturday, a massive fire razed hundreds of shops in the medieval marketplace. The fire reportedly started late Friday amid heavy fighting between insurgents and the army. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has signed a loan deal with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The $1 billion agreement is half of the aid package Ankara promised Cairo earlier this month. Battered by months of political turmoil, Egypt has been seeking to boost investor confidence in its economy. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman rejects Bahrain's claims that Tehran is meddling in the internal affairs of the regional countries. Ramin Mehmanparast says such baseless charges are worn out and ineffective. He also slams Manama for failing to meet the demands of Bahraini people. A series of car bomb explosions kill at least 32 people across Iraq. There has been a surge in terrorist attacks in Iraq over the past few months. Baghdad blames the incidents on regional states, which it claims are trying to sow sectarian strife in the country. Thousands of people hold a funeral for three protesters killed by regime forces in the rest of Eastern Province. The Saudi regime has stepped up its crackdown on demonstrators over the past several months, but this has not kept the anti-government protesters from taking to the streets in their thousands. An Afghan soldier guns down a U.S. service member and a civilian contractor in eastern Afghanistan. The attack triggered a shootout between Afghans and foreign troops, leaving three Afghan soldiers dead. The insider killings, known as green-on-blue attacks, have left at least 52 foreign forces dead this year. Thousands of Indonesians march on Jakarta, calling for action against the sacrilegious film made in the U.S. that insults Prophet Muhammad. Demonstrators marched on the U.S. embassy, which was heavily guarded by police. Anger over the anti-Islam film has not subsided yet, weeks after it was posted on the internet.